弟兄姊妹平安。
Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
感谢主有机会跟弟兄姊妹一起分享交通神的话。
Thank the Lord that I have the opportunity to share the word of God with you.
我不知道这个礼拜有多少弟兄姊妹为主日的聚会祷告的。
I don't know how many of you pray for the worship this morning.
有祷告的能不能举一下手？
Can you raise your hand?
那有多少弟兄姊妹是你跟另外的弟兄姊妹一起为聚会祷告的？
And how many of you pray together with other brothers and sisters for this worship?
那我想我们要彼此相劝哈。
We have to encourage each other.
是不是能把这个关掉？
Can we turn off the projector
可不可以关掉、yeah. 没有关系没有关系、我想在弟兄姊妹如果弟兄姊妹爱我为这个聚会祷告感谢主但是我要劝弟兄姊妹因为爱教会能够为主日的聚会祷告
If brothers and sisters love me and pray for me, I thank you. But I want to encourage you that we have to, for the body of Christ, for the church, pray for this worship.
冯妈妈常说，我们多祷告就多得力量。
Mrs. Spang always said, the more we pray, the more strength we have.
我们少祷告，我们就少得力量。
And if we pray less, we have less strength.
我们不祷告，我们就没有力量。
If we don't pray, we have no strength.
实在盼望神的家，因为弟兄姊妹为聚会、为着教会祷告，神的福音能够在我们中间兴旺。
And I hope that brothers and sisters can pray for the church, for the family of God, so that the gospel will abound.
我们还是有点简单祷告，好不好
？Let us pray.
主清晨我们感谢赞美你
Lord this morning we want to thank you and praise you
我们感谢你因为我们可以做神的儿女来到神的面前
Because we can come before you as the children of God
我们也感谢你因为你是我们的神所以你愿意向你的百姓说话
Because we are your people you are willing to speak to us
当我们早晨一起在读你的话思想你话语的时候求主赐下圣灵的恩膏
We ask that yougive us pour down the anointment of the Holy Spirit this morning.
好叫我们讲的，我们听的能够同感一灵。
So that we're the one who speaks and the one who listens are in one spirit.
好叫我们能够明白福音，好叫我们能够经历福音，也好叫我们能够传扬福音。
So that we can understand the gospel, experience the gospel, and then preach the gospel.
我们愿。主你赐给我们属灵的悟性好让我们能够在你面前能够多有得着
We ask that you give us the spiritual understanding that we can receive more from you
求你听我们的祷告奉主耶稣基督的名
Listen to our prayer and we pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ
Amen
弟兄姊妹
还记得上个主日李弟兄跟弟兄姊妹交通了吗
Do you remember brothers and sisters last week Brother Lou's sharing
他跟我们开始来看罗马书
He started to share Romans
弟兄姊妹记不记得那一个题目
Do you remember the title?
Anybody? Aiden, remember?
有没有人记得
弟兄跟我们教导的讲到的那一句话一人必因信得生
So his sharing was the righteous shall live By faith.
其实可以说英文是 live、啊、就是义人必因信而活
And it's the righteous shall live by faith
弟兄姊妹我们每一天活在世上
Brothers and sisters we live on this earth every day
你是因着什么而活
What are you living by
有的人上班也许是为着赚钱
Some of us we go to work because we want to make money.
大家也许听过一个笑话，问一个基督徒问他的同事说：“你为什么要来上班啊？”他说：“我上班可以买一辆卡迪拉克。”
There's a joke that a Christian asked a friend, "Why do you come to work?" They said, "Because I can buy a karaoke."
那他问,
Cadillac. Oh, Cadillac. Sorry.
那问说你为什么要买卡迪拉克呢？ 他说我可以来上班。
Why do you want to buy a Cadillac so that I can come to work?
我们在路上看见人来人往。
And we see people around us. How many of them really know why do they live?
就算你知道你怎么为什么要活着, 我们要问说, 你今天是凭什么活着?
And what are you living by?
圣经告诉我们说, 一人是凭信活着。
And the Bible tells us that the righteous lives by faith.
我不知道你我活得好不好。
I don't know if you live good enough well.
不管我们活的是成功或者失败，不管我们活着顺利或者我们活着艰难，总要记得说，一人必因信活着。Whether
you're successful or you fail or you live in failure, whether it's in hardship or in good times, you live by faith.
一个因信活着的人，他在神面前是一个义人。
If you live by faith, then you are a righteous person.
所以李弟兄跟我们交通到义，义乃是说到关系。
And that's why Brother Lou shared with us that righteousness is a relationship.
义乃是说到只有神是义的。
That only God is righteous.
义乃是说到神今天在信心里面把他的义给我们。
And this righteousness God gives to us by through faith.
我想可以说义是整个罗马书的主题。
We can say that throughout the book of Romans, righteousness is a theme.
那今年我们盼望能够在主日信息里面用罗马书作为主题。
So we wanted to take in the Sunday message using Romans as the source.
那一面我们 可以有连贯的信息，一面是在罗马书也是基督徒，不管我们蒙恩多久，都是我们需要的信息。
So that we can have a continuous set of messages, and no matter how long you've been a Christian, you need the messages from Roman.
那我想问一下，有多少弟兄姊妹你查经啊，查过罗马书的？
How many of you have studied the book of Romans? In your Bible study.
那有一些，那有多少你是主日信息连贯的信息？你听过罗马书的？
How many of you have heard a series of message on Sunday about the book of Romans?
几乎没有哈。那感谢主，到明年这个时候再问的时候，我们都可以举手。
It looks like nobody raised their hand, but next year when we ask this question, hopefully we can all raise our hands.
但是我相信，在很多弟兄姊妹感觉里面，罗马书是一卷我们很熟悉的书。
Among the Christians, we all think that we know that we're familiar with the book of Romans.
那因为里面牵涉到很多很 fundamental, 很多很基本的事。
Because there's a lot of fundamental doctrine in Romans.
所以我觉得当我们在一起看罗马书, 在思想罗马书的时候, 我们彼此有一点劝勉。
And so when we come and meditate on this Book of Romans, we can encourage each other.
就是每一次我们来到主面前，我们读自己读圣经也好，我们来聚会也好，我们都需要求主帮我们倒空。
When we come and study the Bible or listen to the message, we have to pour ourselves out.
一个能被圣灵充满的人，是一个愿意让圣灵把他倒空的人。
If we're willing to be filled with the Holy Spirit, we have to first empty ourselves.
一个能够在神话语里面丰富的人。 是一个常常学习，对主说：“主啊，我什么都不懂，求你来教导我的人。”
One who is abundant in the Word of God is one that says to God that I don't know anything. I need you to come fill me.
英国的哲学家 Bacon 他有一句话很好。
An English philosopher Bacon, he has a very good.
他说 ：“Little knowledge is great danger.”
就是少的知识是没有安全的，大的危险，是大的危险。
那许多时候，刚刚蒙恩的时候，我们因为什么都不懂，所以我们可以蒙很多恩典。
So when we first come to the Lord, we can have a lot of grace.
但是信主一段年日以后，我们就好像觉得听神的话、读神的话好像没有什么味道。
But when but the longer we are a Christian, sometimes when we read the Word of God, we feel like we didn't get anything out of it.
弟兄姊妹，记得 little knowledge is great danger.
少的知识是大的危险。
罗马书是一卷很丰富的书。
Romans is a very abundant book.
我愿意借三个弟兄的三段话来跟大家稍微有一点罗马书的总结。
I would like to take three passages to as a summary for Romans. 你说是？
我说是这个是。
我没有把这一段给弟兄哈。那我想我跟大家念一下英文，我然后请 Tony 翻一下中文，如果可以的话。
Okay.
那第一段是 Scroggy 弟兄他的话，他说 Romans is the most complete and systematic of all the epistles.
Scroggy 弟兄他说罗马书是系统最完整的一个书信。
他的 the value are manifold。
它
有多方面的价值。
对，多方面的价值。OK。
Now historically, it throws much light upon Christianity and the world of Paul's day. 从历史上来说，它把许多的光给我们关于基督教和当时保罗的时代。Intellectually, its form and substance make great demands upon the thoughtful mind. 就是在理智上。他给我们许多的实实在在的东西啊，来向我们的头脑挑战。 Theologically, it is profound and comprehensive in its terms and teaching. 就是神学上他给了我们许多深奥完全的术语和教导。 Spiritually, it is a great revelation of the scope, secret, and strength of the Christian life. 属灵上它是极大的启示，关于神救恩基督徒的范围、秘密和力量。 Practically, its influence upon the believing soul and in the Christian church is incalculable. 在实行上，它对于教会和相信人的影响是没有办法估量的。那这是 Scroggy 弟兄对罗马书的总结。
And this is what Brother Scroggy has said.His conclusion of Romans, the book of Romans.
那我们知道在教会历史上从天主教的错误中被改正过来，马丁路德有极大的功劳。
And we know in the history, church history, Martin Luther has changed the doctrine. He has contributed a lot.
所以马丁路德对罗马书他有一个序言，在序言中他有这样几句话。
And Martin Luther has some conclusion, and he has these words.
也是我念英中文，然后我跟大家翻译一下，这样方便一点。For as much as the epistle is the principal and most excellent part of the New Testament, 就是说这个书信是最新约书信中最主要、最完美的部分 ，and most pure gospel, 最纯粹的福音。And also a light and a way into the whole scripture. 它是一个光和路进入整个的圣经。I think that every Christian man not only know it by route and without the book. 就是每一个基督徒他应当对这一本圣经，对这一本书，你没有这本书他也可以知道。But also exercise himself hearing ever more continually as with the daily bread of the soul.然后每一天要在这一个信息里面来操练自己，好像是你灵魂的每一天的食物。No man can read it too oft or study it too well. 没有一个人可以读得太多，也没有一个人可以学得太好。For the more it is studied, the easier it is. 你越多的学它，它就越容易。The more it is true, the pleasanter it is. 你越多的嚼，它就越有味道。And the more groundly it is searched, the precious things are found in it. 你越扎实的去寻找的话，你越会发现其中珍贵的东西。So great treasure of spiritual things lie hid therein. 就是极大的属灵的财富隐藏在背后。这是马丁路德的话。
This is the word of Martin Luther.
那我想也许两段已经够了哈。
Two sections is enough.
那今天我们要交通什么呢？
What are we going to share today?
我希望跟大家交通因为从头开始读的时候我就读到一个字就是福音。
And when I started from reading, I got this word gospel.
好不好弟兄姊妹再把你的圣经打开。
How about let's open our Bibles to the book of Romans.
在第一章第一节他说耶稣基督的仆人保罗奉召为使徒特派传神的福音。
First one says, Paul, a servant of Christ Jesus, called to be an apostle and set apart for the gospel of God.
所以这里罗马书是用福音做开头的。
And so the book of Romans starts with gospel.
大家如果再翻到16章。
And then you turn to chapter 16.
到结尾的时候几乎是最后16章25节。
Towards the end, almost towards the end, in chapter 16, verse 5.
他说唯有神能照我所传的福音和所讲的耶稣基督并照永古隐藏不言的奥秘坚固你们的心。
Verse 25. Now to him who is able to establish you by my gospel and the proclamation of Jesus Christ according to the revelation of the mystery hidden for long ages past.
那这里说到照我所传的福音。
And this is the gospel that I preached.
什么是罗马书呢？罗马书可以说就是给我们看见全部的福音。
What is the book of Romans? The Romans, we can say that it allows us to see the entire the gospel.
从第一章到第八章可以说到福音和基督徒。
The first, from chapter 1 to chapter 8, we can say gospel and the Christian.
从第九章到第十一章可以说福音与以色列。
And from chapter 9 to 11, it is gospel and the Israel. And Israel.
十二章到十六章可以说福音与教会。
And from chapter 12 to the end, it is gospel and the church.
那我们要来思想什么是福音。
So let us come and think about what is gospel.
弟兄姊妹，如果有人问你什么是福音，你怎么说？
And if brothers and sisters, if somebody asks you what is the gospel, what do you say?
有一个故事，从前有一个教会，它门口挂着“信耶稣得永生”。
And there's a church that on top that has a sign that says, "If you believe in Christ, you have salvation."
后来那一天主日崇拜结束以后，牧师呼召说有没有人要信主、信耶稣。就有一个农民上来说他要信耶稣。
And that one Sunday after the worship, the pastor says, "Who wants to believe in receive the Lord?" And a farmer came up.
然后牧师就问他说：“你要信耶稣，你可以得永生。”那那个农民说：“不，我不是要永生。
”And the pastor said, "If you believe in Christ, you'll have eternal life." And he said, "No, I don't want eternal life."
那牧师说：“你要什么？”他说：“我要水牛。”
What do you want? He said, "I want a buffalo."
那这牧师就糊涂了，怎么会？你怎么会认为说信耶稣可以得水牛呢？
Why do you think that if you believe in Christ, you have a water buffalo?
然后这个农民就说，你们门口挂的字就是说信耶稣得有水牛。
Yeah, and the farmer said, "Your sign in front of the church says if you believe in Christ, you have a water buffalo."
结果牧师出去一看。原来风把水牛那个一点一横的那个涌的一点一横吹掉，就剩下一个水字。
And so the pastor went out and looked. The wind had blown away the Chinese character part that, and what's left was the word water.
然后生下面一横吹掉，就变成一个牛字。所以他看见的是信耶稣得水牛。
So, and the other character was blown off such that it becomes an the buffalo. So he saw that it was water buffalo.
我们觉得这是很滑稽的事，信耶稣怎么会得水牛？
And we think that it is funny. Why do we believe in Christ? Why would we get water buffalo?
但是弟兄姊妹，我们要彼此问一句话。 今天是永生你比较感兴趣呢，还是水牛你比较感兴趣？
But brothers and sisters, I'm asking you, do you think that you have more interest in having everlasting life or water buffalo?
也许我们来信耶稣不是要得水牛，但是什么是你的水牛呢？
Maybe we didn't come here for water buffalo, but you may have a water buffalo equivalent.
我想许多时候我们觉得什么是信耶稣呢？信耶稣就是得水牛，只是我们的水牛不同而已。
Sometimes we come to the Lord and we believe Christ because we're looking for water buffalo. It's our water buffalo.
所以我们借着保罗在罗马书的好像是一个序言哈，开头的这几句话，我们要来看一看什么是福音。
And even though this is through Paul's introduction in the book of Romans about the gospel, we want to take a look at see what it is.
我们念一下第一节跟第二节。
Let's read verse 1 and 2.
他说耶稣基督的仆人保罗奉召为使徒特派传神的福音。
Paul, a servant of Christ Jesus, called to be an apostle and set apart for the gospel of God.
这福音是神从前借众先知在圣经上所应许的。
The gospel he promised beforehand through his prophets in the Holy Scriptures.
在大家的bulletin上，我没有把这个纲要给出来哈，叫大家填空。
I left a blank in the program, so you can fill it in yourself.
第一句话，从这两节里面，我们可以这么说：什么是福音？福音是神的信息。What
is what is gospel? The gospel is the message of God.
它是从神而来的。
It comes from God.
那今天在地上人有许许多多的说法。
And today we have many sayings.
人有许许多多的人生哲学。
We have many philosophies.
人甚至有许许多多的宗教。
And there are many religions.
人希望借着人的努力，借着人的想法，能够实现一个幸福完全的人生。
We make through our own thinking. We want to have a perfect life.
你知道，当保罗写信给罗马教会的时候，当时的文化可以说是希腊文化，希腊和罗马的文化。
At the time Paul wrote this epistle to the church of Rome, the church in Rome. The civilization was Romans and Greek.
罗马乃是当时世界的中心。
Rome was the center of the world at that time.
所有的思想你可以在罗马找到。
All those philosophies and thinkings are you can find it in Rome.
最聪明最成功的人，你要到哪里去找？你到罗马去找。
The wisest person and the most successful person, where do you find them? You find them in Rome.
可以说。 在人的观念里面，谁最不需要福音？罗马人最不需要福音。
So from a human standpoint, who doesn't need the gospel? It's the people in Rome.
这是以前我的想法。我觉得信仰就是软弱人的拐杖。谁需要福音？年纪大的需要福音。谁需要福音？生病的人需要福音。
I used to think that the gospel is a crutch of the weak. Who needs the? It's the old people who and so on.
因为我觉得我有想法，我有能力。
Because I think I have a thinking and I have the strength, I have the power.
但是我们就像什么？我们就像一只在地上爬的虫。
But what are we like? We're just like a worm.
我们忙到东，我们忙到西。
We're busy and in east working and the west.
什么是福音呢? 福音就是神从天上有一个信息。
What is the gospel? The gospel is a message from heaven.
福音就是神借着他说话，他来寻找我们。人啊，你在哪里？
And gospel is the word of God to come and seek us. Where are you?
我们的神不但是存在的神。
God not only is he exists.
我们的神不但是爱的神，
Not only he loves,
我们的神乃是一位说话的神。
He's also one that speaks.
所以神借着圣经告诉我们，借着先知，借着使徒，他不断地向人说话。
So the Bible tells us that through prophets and apostles, he continued to speak to us.
什么是圣经呢？圣经就是告诉我们，我们的神是说话的神，我们的神他说了许许多多的话。
What is the Bible? The Bible tells us that our God is a God who speaks, and He said all these words.
所以你发现，教新约教导的，我们说是书信，它不是一个课文，它乃是一封书信，是在关系里面把神的真理说出来。
And we can see that in the Bible, the epistles, they are letters. They are not a course, but they are a letter. That through relationship, they teach us say the word of God.
我们的神是盼望跟我们讲话的神。
A God is one that wished to speak to us.
但是神怎么说话？神乃是拣选一些为他说话的人。
So how does God speak? God speaks through people that he selects.
所以保罗这里提到两个字，一个他提到先知。
So here Paul talks, there's two words. One is the prophet, the other is the apostles.
谁来为神说话?
So who spoke for God?
神拣选的器皿,神拣选先知,神也拣选使徒。
So God selected the prophets and the apostles.
那什么叫做先知呢?中文总是觉得先知就是预先知道，你能够把将来事情说出来，我们说这是先知。
What is a prophet? And in the Chinese word, it tells us that we usually think it's somebody who speaks about things in the future.
但是在圣经里面，先知的这个意思就是发言人。
But in the Bible, the word prophet means that he's a speaker, spokesman.
好像今天每一个国家它都有一个发言人。
It's like today in this world, every country has a spokesman.
什么时候这个发言人说话了，你知道不是他自己的话，不是他喜欢说什么话，而是他所代表的，要他所说的话，那是他所说的话。
So when this person speaks, you know that it is not his word, it is the country that he represents.
所以你如果要看圣经的解释，那是在出埃及第七章第一节。
And if you want to see it in the Bible, it's in Genesis chapter 1.
那里摩西对神说，摩西说我是拙口笨舌，我不会说话，我不能站在百姓面前。
And Moses told God that he cannot speak.
然后神对摩西说，你的哥哥亚伦是替你说话的。
And so God told Moses that your brother Aaron will speak for you.
那一个替你说话就是先知说预言的同一个字。
And this Aaron speaks, this word is same as the word that is the prophet spokes.
所以他说或者说亚伦是你的发言人。
And Aaron is your spokesman.
而先知就是神的发言人。
And the prophet is the spokesperson for God.
所以先知他是把神的话传给神的百姓。
So this prophet is one that takes the word of God and tells the people.
他是把神的旨意传给神的百姓。
He tells the people the will of God.
那在神的旨意当中，神的话当中有一部分是论到将来的事。
So in the will of God, sometimes it has to do with, part of it has to do with the future.
这是我们所了解的先知。那什么是使徒呢？我顺便提一下。
So that's what we understand about the prophets. And what is what is an apostle?
使徒就是那个字，就是受差遣的意思。
Apostle means the one who's sent.
所以在新约里面，我们当然旧约有旧约的先知，但是新约里面圣经也告诉我们，神也把先知赐给教会。
And of course in the Old Testament there are prophets, but also in the New Testament the Bible tells us that God gives the church prophets.
可是新约里面神也把使徒给教会。
And in the New Testament God also gives apostles to the church.
那使徒他重点的不单是说话，当然许多时候使徒是为神说话的，但使徒的重点是神有一个工作差遣打发他去做。
The focus of an apostle is that God has work that they want to send the apostles to do.
但是我们回到罗马书第一章第一第二节，使徒和先知他们所传的信息的中心是什么？
What is going back to verse 1 and 2 of Romans chapter 1, what is the center of the work of the prophet and the apostle?
保罗告诉我们说，新约的使徒是分别出来为着神的福音。
Paul tells us that the apostle in the New Testament is set apart for the gospel.
这福音就是旧约神借的先知所应许的。
And this gospel is what God had promised beforehand through the prophets.
所以我们知道，使徒也好，先知也好，他们信息的中心就是要把神的福音传给神的百姓。
So whether it is the gospel, the apostles or the prophets, the center of the message is the gospel.
我想这一点我们只能提到这里。
So we can only talk.This is all we can talk about for this point.
第二点我们看从第二节到第四节。
The second point is from verse 3 to verse 4.
他说这福音是神从前借众先知在圣经上所应许的。
Verse 2. The gospel he promised beforehand through his prophets in the holy scriptures.
论到他儿子我主耶稣基督按肉体说是从大卫后裔生的。
Regarding his son, who as to his human nature was a descendant of David.
按圣善的灵说，因从死里复活，以大能显明是神的儿子。
And through the spirit of holiness was declared with power to be the son of God.
所以第二句话，请大家记下来，什么是福音呢？
So the second point, what is the gospel?
福音是神的儿子。
The gospel is the son of God.
那许多时候我们传福音的时候，我们会告诉人说，哎，信耶稣好，到教会来好，信主可以有平安有喜乐。
And many times we tell others, you should come to church and believe in Christ because it will give you peace and joy.
那严格说来，这不是直接的传福音。
Strictly speaking, this is not the gospel.
福音圣经告诉我们是论到他儿子我主耶稣基督。
The Bible tells us that gospel is about our Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God.
传福音最直接的方法就是告诉人有一位神的儿子。
So the most direct method of preaching the gospel is to tell people that there is a Son of God.
告诉人说我认识了神的儿子，我的生命发生了转变。
And I know this son of the son of God, and so my life is changed.
你也需要神的儿子。
You also need the son of God.
所以福音不是水牛。
So the gospel is not water buffalo.
福音也不只是一些的道理。
And it's not just some doctrine.
那以前我认得一位弟兄，他传福音常常用那个属灵的四个定律。
I know a brother who used the four spiritual laws to tell others about the gospel.
那很有果效，他传很多人最后愿意跟他做决志的祷告。
And he was very effective. A lot of people that he talked to, they finally would pray with him to receive the Lord.
可是渐渐在他的感觉里面，什么叫福音呢？福音就是一二三四。
But eventually he thinks, what is gospel? Gospel is step one, step two, step three, and four.
所以后来他就跟我交通，他说。很奇怪啊，他现在传福音没有喜乐，人就算跟他做了决志祷告，他觉得没有喜乐。
But, so he shared with me one time that even though he was getting people to come to the Lord, he didn't have the joy.
如果我们所传的福音只不过是一套公式一套道理的话，会用完的。
If all we're preaching the gospel is a set of laws then, formula then After a while, you will lose this joy.
福音乃是神的儿子。如果你传神的儿子，永远是活的，永远传不完。
And so the gospel is the Son of God. If you preach others to others, then because the Son of God is never going to be it's going to continue. It's always it's alive.
我只能跟弟兄姊妹提一句话，就是这福音是神从前借先知在圣经上所应许的。
And I want to one sentence I want to say is this gospel is promised to beforehand through the prophets in the Holy Scriptures.
那下面第三、第四节，我想我没有时间去说它。
And I don't have time to talk about verse 3 and 4.
但是好在，因为其实整个罗马书就是说到福音，那第三、第四节，我想后面的信息都会连着这一个。
And I know that because the book of Romans is all about the gospel, and verse 3 and 4 is also tied into it.
而第二节是一个承接旧约的这一节圣经，我想后面我们不一定会提到，所以我今天就跟大家提这一点，这是今天的重点。
And the focus of today is that this was a prophecy that was that's fulfilled.
在圣经里面说到众先知在圣经上所应许的，保罗其实就是指到旧约。
And in the Bible it says the through the Holy Scriptures, and that's referring to the Old Testament.
旧约应许到神的儿子耶稣基督。可以说这是一个很奇妙的事情。
And the Old Testament has promised of the Lord Jesus Christ, and this is very wonderful thing.
知道所有的历史都是在发生以后才有记载。
Many things are recorded after it happened.
所有的人生是在出生以后才有人生。
We have a life only after we're born.
但是这一位神的儿子他是在发生以前就有历史的记载。
But this Son of God is already recorded in the history before he was born.
他是在出生以前就有他生命所经过的事，他所走过的路。
And before he was born, things that would happen in his life is already recorded.
旧约这个预先应许可以说有两类。
This promise beforehand, there's two categories.
一类我们有一个名词叫做预言。
One category is called the prophecy.
就是将来要发生的事情，以前就有人把这个事情说出来。
It's things that is going to happen in the future. In the past, somebody has already recorded.
这是用话把它说出来。
And it's said in words.
那另一类叫做预表。
And the other is called type.
这是在旧约圣经里面有许多发生的事，明明是发生在摩西身上。
It's in the Old Testament there are things that happen on and like happened on for Moses.
明明发生在大卫身上。
And happened for David.
明明发生在所罗门身上。
Happened on Solomon.
但是我们看见他们所经过的事情，就让我们能够认识耶稣基督所经过的事情。
And because of the things that happened to them, let us see the things that happened for, with Jesus Christ.
这叫做预表。
And this is called type.
所以一个是预言是借着话来把将来的事情说出来，预表是借着人事物把将来的事情说出来。
And so there are two categories. One is prophecy is through words tell us about the future. The other is type through things that happen let us see the things that are going to happen in the future.
我想我很简单的跟大家提一下基督的预言和基督的预表。
So I just want to very simply talk a little bit about the type, the prophecy and the type of Jesus Christ.
那因为时间不多，所以只能很快过一下。
Because there's not much time, so we can just go through it real fast.
但是我觉得一面也是许多弟兄姊妹熟悉的，但是另一面严格说也是我们不熟悉的。
On one side, I think you're all familiar with it. On the other hand, it may not know them in detail.
所以大家如果可能的话，可以做一点笔记哈。那旧约的预言，关于基督的预言有333个。
About the prophecy of Jesus Christ, there's in the Old Testament there's 333 of them.
我跟大家提七点。
I'll talk to you about seven of them.
最早的基督的预言是什么时候？
What is the earliest?
这应当是我们大部分熟悉的。
We should all know that, fairly familiar with it.
最早基督的预言是在哪里？
What is the earliest prophecy of Jesus Christ?
创世纪第三章。
It's in Genesis chapter 3.
所以我们知道最早的福音是谁来传的？ 是神亲自来传的。
So this early, the gospel in the beginning, who preached the gospel? It is God Himself.
而福音是对谁宣告的？ 还不是对人宣告的， 是神对蛇说， 女人的后裔将来要伤你的头。
And who was the gospel preached to? It was preached to the serpent that he will the offspring of the woman is going to crush your head.
所以感谢神，神的福音不但是拯救能够帮助我们需要的福音，神的福音更是叫仇敌羞愧，是得胜的福音。
And what is the gospel? Not only is the gospel can save us, but it also can have our enemy shame our enemy.
我们刚刚听过圣诞节的信息，所有的人都是男人和女人的后裔，但是只有基督，他是女人的后裔。
We're all off. We heard in the message in at Christmas time. Everybody is offspring of a man and a woman, but only Jesus Christ, He is the offspring of a woman.
他乃是神应许的那一位救赎者，人类的希望。
He is the Savior that God promised, the hope of humanity.
圣经告诉我们说，他不但是女人的后裔，而且他要在以色列大卫的支派，他是大卫的子孙。
Not only is he the offspring of a woman, he's also a descendant of David.
所以耶利米23章第5节，他说：“日子将到，我要给大卫兴起一个公义的苗裔，他必掌王权，行事有智慧，在地上施行公平公义。”
And so in Jeremiah chapter 23 verse 5, it says, "The days are coming when I will raise up to David a righteous branch, a king who will reign wisely and do what is just and right in the land."
所以冯牧师上个月讲过以赛亚书第7章14节怎么说。
And Reverend Fang had talked about last couple of weeks in Isaiah chapter 7 verse 14.
主必要给你们一个什么？
God will give you a what?
主必要给你们一个兆头。
God will give you a sign.
就是童女必怀孕生子。
And that is the virgin will be with child.
要给他的名要被称为以马内利，就是神与人同在。
And he will be called Emmanuel, a man, God with man.
这是他的出生，他不但是为童女所生，而且他要生在伯利恒，这是弥迦书第5章第2节告诉我们。
Not only is he's born a virgin, he's going to be born in Bethlehem. That's Micah chapter 5 verse 2.
这是第三点，他是女人的后裔，他是大卫的子孙，他是童女所生，生在伯利恒。 这是三点。
So that's the three points is he's a offspring of a woman, he's branch of David, descendant of David, and also he's going to be born in Bethlehem.
他的生记载下来，他的死也记载下来。
His birth was recorded and his death is also recorded.
弟兄姊妹能不能翻一段圣经，诗篇22篇。
Can you turn to Psalm chapter 22? Psalms 22.
诗篇22篇。
Psalms 22.
第12节。
Verse 12.
到第18节。
To verse 18.
我念中文，Tony帮我们念英文哈。十二节，他说：“有许多公牛围绕我，巴山大力的公牛四面困住我。”Many
bulls surround me, strong bulls of Bashan encircle me.
他们向我张口，好像抓嘶吼叫的狮子。Roaring
lions tearing their prey, open their mouths wide against me.
我如水被倒出来，我的骨头都脱了节，我的心在我里面如蜡融化。I
am poured out like water, and all my bones are out of joint.
我的精力枯干如同瓦片，我的舌头贴在我牙床上，你将我安置在死地的尘土中。My
strength is dried up like a potsherd,
and my tongue sticks to the roof of my mouth, and you lay me in the dust of death.
圈内围着我，恶党环绕我，他们扎了我的手，我的脚。
Dogs have surrounded me; a band of evil men has encircled me. They have pierced my hands and my feet.
我的骨头我都能数过，他们瞪着眼看我。
I can count all my bones; people stare and gloat over me.
他们分我的外衣，为我的里衣研究。
They divided my garments among them and cast lots for my clothing.
当这个礼拜有一天早上，我读到诗篇二十二篇的时候。
This week, one morning, I was reading Psalms 22.
这一段话深深地打动我。
These words moved me deeply.
当我在读四福音的时候，会受感动。
When I was reading the four Gospels, I was moved.
但是那里是一个旁观者的角度，把耶稣基督的事记下来。
There in the gospel, it is somebody who is on the side, writing down what they saw.
但是在耶稣钉十字架一千年以前，神的灵感动了大卫。
But before, a thousand years before
he was crucified, the Holy Spirit moved David.
大卫没有钉十字架，但是他把钉十字架的那一个感觉，把它描述下来。
David was never crucified, but he described the experience of the crucifixion through his words.
他们扎了我的手，我的脚。
My hands were pierced and my feet.
他们分我的外衣，为我的里衣研究。
They divided my garments among them and cast lots for my clothing.
弟兄姊妹，这是神的儿子。
Brothers and sisters, this is the Son of God.
神的儿子被挂在十字架上。
He was hung on the cross.
为要救你的罪，为要救我的罪。
To save your sin, my sins.
你怎么知道他是神的儿子？
How do you know he is the Son of God?
因为他所遭遇的在一千年前就被记载下来。
Because what he experienced a thousand years ago, it was recorded.
就是神在圣经上，借着众先知在圣经上所应许的。
And this is what God has promised through the prophets in the Old Testament.
圣经也预言了他的复活，预言了他的升天，还预言了他的再来。这是七点。
And not only his birth, his death, and also his coming.
那我们很快就进到预表。
So next we talk about the types.
打开旧约圣经，到处都是预表。
When we open the Bible, the types are everywhere.
我们只提一卷书，就是出埃及记里面基督的预表。
And we're only gonna look in one book, Exodus.
我们知道摩西，他乃是代神的百姓，在摩西身上，神可以说有三个称呼。
For Moses, there are three titles.
那一个是拯救者。
One is he's the deliverer.
一个他是首领。
He is a leader.
他要救他们从黑暗的国度里面出来，要把他们带进光明的国度。所以从黑暗的里面救出来，出埃及，这是救赎拯救者。
He saved them from Egypt, and that is the deliverer.
但是当他们过了红海以后，他们要经过大而可畏的旷野的路程。才能够进到迦南去，他们需要有人在那里带着他们。
After they cross the Red Sea, they're in the wilderness and they need somebody to lead them.
不但这样，他们不但需要人救他们，他们不但需要人带他们，他们需要有人是能把神的话从神那里领受了来告诉他们。
Not only they need somebody to deliver them and somebody to lead them, but they need somebody to get the word from God and then to share it with them.
所以这是第三个，就是先知。
And the third one is that Moses is a prophet.
摩西是拯救者，摩西是首领，摩西也是先知。
Moses is a deliverer, he's a leader, and he's also a prophet.
这是基督的预表。基督今天在我们身上，他是我们的拯救者。你需要难处，你在一个危险的环境当中，你需要得到拯救，谁是我们的拯救？ 耶稣基督是我们的拯救。
And Moses is a type of Christ. And when you're in difficulties, when you're in danger, who is your deliverer?
你不知道你要怎么样选择，你不知道你要往这里走呢，你还是要往那里走？你要跟着谁？让谁来带领你？耶稣基督是我们的带领，因为他是我们的牧人。
You don't know how to make your decision. You don't know which way to go, but our Jesus Christ is our leader, and He is our shepherd.
你今天也许你听不见神的话，或者你需要听神的话，你要让谁来对你说话？
Maybe today you didn't hear the word of God, or you need to hear the word of God, and who do you hear it from?
希伯来书作者告诉我们说，在这一个时代里面，神乃是在他的儿子里面向我们说话。
In Hebrews, the author of Hebrews tells us that during this time, these times, God speaks to us through His Son.
第二个亚伦大祭司。
The second type is Aaron, the high priest.
基督的预表。
It is the type of Christ.
我想人物我就不再去说他，逾越节的羔羊。
And we're going to talk about the Passover Lamb.
以色列的百姓，他们原来在埃及，在为奴之地。
The people of Israel, they were slaves in Egypt.
他们在捆绑，在压制，在不自由的当中。
They were under bondage. They have no freedom.
有一天晚上，就是借着神设立的方法，神说：“你只要把杀一只羔羊，把它的血涂在你的门楣和门框上面。”
And through the way of God.God says all you have to do is take the blood and put it on the door jams and the doorstep.
然后神说我一看见那血灭命的天使就越过去。所以换句话讲，如果你今天没有血的就是死亡，你有血的就是生命。
And when the angel of death see this blood, they will pass over.So, in other words, if you don't have blood, you have death. But if you have blood, you'll be saved.
所以新约的话告诉我们说，我们借着爱子的血得蒙救赎。
So the Old Testament that we are redeemed through His blood.
彼得说，你们得赎不是凭着能坏的金银，乃是凭着基督的宝血。
And Peter said in 1 Peter that we're redeemed not.By perishable silver and gold, but by the precious blood of God.
彼得的感觉，他不但是凭着基督的血，他说是凭着基督宝贵的血。
And he said not just the blood of Christ, but the precious blood of Christ.
基督的血在你我的里面宝贵不宝贵？
Is the blood of Christ on us? That's is it precious?
天上的玛拿。
The heavenly manna.
磐石流出水来。
The rocks that where water flow out of.
这些都是基督的预表。
And these are all types of Christ.
然后最后两个，律法也是表明基督。
And finally, the law is also a type of Christ.
罗马书十章四节说，律法的总结就是基督。
And Romans tells us the end of law is Christ.
因为在旧约中。神不但借着律法来约束他的百姓，更重要的，神借着律法来启示他的圣洁和公义。
Not only God in the Old Testament God used the law to control his people, but also used that to tell them about his righteousness and his holiness.
所以律法的总结是基督，使凡信他的都得称义。
So the end of the law is Christ, that all who believe in Him will be considered righteous.
最后会幕。
Finally, the tabernacle.
那我想我很简单的提一下哈，预言也好，预表也好，我们都记得保罗的话说，这福音就是他从前借着众先知在圣经上所应许的。
And whether it is type or whether it's prophecy, we know that these are all promised through the prophets.
那第三句话, 我想我们要结束了, 所以我们回到罗马书第一章第十六节。
Finally, before closing, we go back to Romans chapter 1, verse 16 and 17.
保罗说, 我不以福音为耻, 这福音本是神的大能。
Paul said that I'm not ashamed of the gospel because it is the power of God.
福音是神的信息。
The gospel of God is the message of God.
福音是神的儿子。
Gospel is the Son of God.
第三, 福音是神的大能。
And gospel is the power of God.
我给大家讲一个故事, 是Augustine的故事。
Let me tell you a story about Augustine.
我们知道在西方的教会历史上, 可以说 Augustine是, 可以说是最大的神学家。
And we can, in the Western theology, Augustine is probably the greatest theologian.
他出生的时候, 他的母亲是基督徒。
When he was born, his mother was a Christian.
所以从小他母亲就希望把他带大在基督化家庭里面这样把他带大。
And his mother wished to bring him up in a Christian family.
可是Augustine是一个非常聪明的年轻人。
Augustine is a very smart young man.
所以一面从小他对神、对圣经他有印象、他有认识。
And when he was growing up, he has an impression of the Bible and God's Word.
可是另一面, 他肉体的情欲, 这个世上的名望, 还有学问, 吸引他的心。
But on the other hand, the lust of this world and knowledge of the world has taken hold of his heart.
所以18岁的时候, 他就跟一个女孩子生了一个儿子。
So when he was 18, he had... gave birth to with a servant maid servant a son.
然后后来他成功了，他十九岁的时候，他这个哲学的心窍开了，他就迷上了哲学，所以后来他大概三十岁就成了当时米兰的 professor of rhetoric， 就是可以说是修辞辩论方面的教授。
And when he was, he started to open up, and at the age of 30, he became Milan's top professor of philosophy of deep rhetoric.
那也就在那个时候，他管不住自己的情欲，他就放纵他的肉体。So
he cannot control his own lust, so he just let it go.
可是感谢神。But
thank the Lord.
我们知道他母亲。 Monica不断地为这个儿子祷告。
His mother Monica continued to pray for him.
所以人在最终并没有真实的快乐，他心里面对周围的基督徒他有一个羡慕。
Living in sin, he has no joy, and he was
he longed for the
life that other Christians have.
那有一天，当他在好像在 struggle 好像在迷茫的时候，One
day he was struggling，
他听见一个小孩子的声音在他的耳边。He
heard a voice of a little child，
说拿起来读，拿起来读。Take
it up， read it。
他就想要拿什么东西起来读呢？And
he said， what do I read？
他是修辞学的教授，我想他有许多的书。
He's a professor of rhetoric, so he has a lot of books.
可是那一天他拿起圣经，他就把圣经打开。
And that day he picked up the Bible and he opened it.
那天他打开的就是我们所讲的这本罗马书。
And he opened up to the book of Romans.
他翻到罗马书13章第12到14节。
And he turned to Romans chapter 13. Romans chapter 13.
从12节到14节的话,
From verse 12 to 14,
他说：“黑夜已深，白昼将近，我们当脱去暧昧的行为，带上光明的兵器。”
The night is nearly over, the day is almost here, so let us put aside the deeds of darkness and put on the armor of light.
行事为人要端正, 好像行在白昼, 不可荒宴醉酒, 不可好色邪荡, 不可增进嫉妒。
Let us behave decently as in the daytime, not in orgies and drunkenness, not in sexual immorality and debauchery, not in dissension and jealousy.
总要披戴主耶稣基督, 不要为肉体安排, 去放纵私欲。
Rather, clothe yourselves with the Lord Jesus Christ and do not think of how to gratify the desires of the sinful nature.
他说当他读这个话的时候, 他经历到神向他说话。
He said when he read these, he experienced God speaking to him.
他就在神的面前流泪悔改, 那是他生命的转折, 那是他重生的经验。
And he wept before the Lord, and this is his experience of his rebirth.
所以后来人给 Augustine 起一个名称,
so later people gave him a title.
Great sinner, great saint.
Great 大的罪人，大的圣徒.
福音是神的大能，要救一切相信的人。
The gospel of God is the power of God just to save all that believe in him. Even though Augustine was a philosopher,
可是看他写的东西, 我觉得他里面不是只有头脑的认识。
But when you read his word, you can tell that it is not only a knowledge, head knowledge.
我想用他写的一段诗做结束。
And I want to close with something that he wrote.
那对不起, 我没有给Tony英文, 我就给大家念一句英文,跟大家翻译一句中文。 Late have I loved thee, O Lord, and behold, 我爱你何等的晚,主啊, 可是看啊, Thou was within and I without, and there I sought thee. 你在里面,我在外面, 就在那里我寻求你。 Thou was with me when I was not with thee. 当我没有与你在一起的时候, 你却是与我在一起。 Thou didst call and cry and burst my deafness. 你呼召, 你呼叫, 你冲破了我的耳聋。 Thou didst gleam and glow and dispel my blindness. 你发光, 你发亮, 驱除了我的眼瞎。 Thou didst touch me, and I burned for thy peace. 你触摸了我, 我被你的平安点起来。 For thyself thou hast made us, and restless our hearts, until in thee they find their ease. 是为着你自己, 你创造了我们。 我们的心, 除非找到你, 我们找不到安息。 Late have I loved thee, thou beauty, ever old and ever new. 我爱你是晚了,但是你的美丽又旧又新. Thou hast burst my bonds asunder. Unto thee will I offer up an offering of praise. 你把我的捆绑断开,向你我献上我的赞美。弟兄姊妹,福音是神的信息,福音是神的儿子,福音是神的大能。愿神祝福他的话。
Brothers and sisters, the gospel is the message from God. The gospel is the Son of God. And the gospel is
power.
The power of God.
我们把时间交给主理。